Time for episode two of the Hard Knocks Director's Cut. Rob Gehring of NFL Films is with us here in studio to discuss last night's episode, which I thought was about as good an hour of television as you can find. Right off the bat in the episode, though, you know, we're all talking about Chad Johnson leading into the thing, and what are we going to see? How much are we going to see from Chad Johnson? Right off the bat, you come at a completely different angle. You make that connection. Andy Reid's son, you know, passing away last week, and obviously Joe Philbin went through a similar tragedy earlier this year, and I think a lot of us were very unsure if that was going to be covered in the show. Maybe take us through how it got to that point and the sensitivity there, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we weren't sure. When we went into this, when we had discussions back in June and July about what we were going to kind of pay attention to in the show, we weren't sure if we wanted to get into that side of things or not. I think that with everything, sadly, that happened with Coach Reid's son, it made it very topical, and I think it was something that we said, okay, let's address it. Let's try to find the best way to do it. Coach was, you know, very comfortable with it. And I think it really humanizes him, you know, and I think that is so important for the Dolphins fans to see what their head coach is like, not just as a guy X and O's on the field, but what he's like as a man. So, I think we were really happy to be able to do that.
All right, and then the first football thing we saw was a meeting of the offense, I think, with Mike Sherman up there, and he was not happy with his tight ends that day.
Certainly not. No, certainly not. But I think that, for me, the best part of that was then how Coach Campbell handled it afterwards. And I think that Coach Campbell really summed it up well, is that Sherm, to me, is the kind of guy who is a constant motivator and a constant teacher. And he wants to find out about you, and he wants to know if you can do it or not. And look, there's not as much time as there used to be. There's not as many practices and reps to kind of find out about guys. So you got to really push all the right buttons to make sure that the 53 that you go to town with is the right ones.
It's exactly what I was going to say. And then Dan Campbell, you sort of get a nice look at the relationship and the dynamic between the coordinator and the position coach. Right. It's physical as much as anything. Like, then they're in the big room with the coordinator and all the other guys in offense. Then they go into the little room with only the guys at their position and their position coach. And Dan Campbell kind of tries to settle them down after that situation.
Yeah, and absolutely. And the great thing about Coach Campbell is that he was in that room as a player, gosh, not that long ago.
Right.
And he had a very long career, and he's probably been through hundreds of those moments in his life. So those guys believe him when he says it, and I think it hits home for them extra because of that.
First episode, we saw Ryan Tannehill signing. Mm-hmm. Second episode, we saw him singing. One letter different. A lot of rookie
is that
hazing
pun
being
on
captured.
There?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I wrote that down.
All right, good.
I came up with it last night. You had trouble with the high notes, I noticed.
For me, what I loved about it was that he really got into it. You know, I think if you're going to do something like that, you got to buy in 100%. It's not a whole lot different than buying into the program. You know, if you're going to have to do it, then do it all the way. Because the guys that half do it, those are the ones that get tortured the worst.
Is that maybe the most amusing bit of hazing that you guys have witnessed so far?
Certainly, yeah. You know what the trickiest thing about that is, that with something like that, Lean On Me, it's such a popular song, you got to go license that song. So then it's like, he can't just sing it and then you can use it. You got to go. So it's like, it's a whole other dimension production-wise to the
process.
He
cost money for you guys last
night,
basically.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, pretty much.
Does
yeah,
he get billed for that afterwards?
No. No.
That's a funny, kind of interesting thing, and it makes sense.
Yeah,
Bill Withers is making some money.
Say that again?
Bill Withers is making some money, then it's his song. And so that's very interesting. How about that? We're talking to Rob Gehring, director of HBO's Hard Knocks. Episode 2 was last night. Kind of a neat thing, I think, for a lot of Dolphin fans. You got Joe Philbin watching tape of the quarterbacks mm-hmm. with Bob Greasy. Mm-hmm. That was a neat experience.
Yeah, and look, that fits right into what Coach Philbin talked about the first time I ever talked to him. Was, he wants the guys here not to forget about the heritage of this team and forget about the tradition of this team. And he doesn't just, he walks the walk. He wants those guys to be back here. They had last week, they had this kind of a big alumni function here where there's a lot of alumni here watching the night practice, talking to the guys, a big kind of exchange afterwards. And I think that fits into the whole thing.
Absolutely. All right, so that was the appetizer, because then those crazy 2.5 days took place. Just an unbelievable string of events. And I guess it started with David Garrard's knee. And we didn't find out about this until just a few hours before the preseason game last Friday night. But it looked like, I think, the night before, when Kevin O'Neill comes in and talks to Joe Philbin. It was very interesting to kind of see how that information was given from trainer to coach mm-hmm. and Philbin's reaction. Obviously, that changed so much for this team in just that one quick moment.
Yeah, I think, part of it is because they were – the quarterback competition was such an important part of kind of the starting to define and mold this team. And I think, coach seems to want competition across all positions. But that one especially, I think, was really starting to define their identity. And so, at that point, he had to kind of make a shift in things. And so, for us, it was great to be able to tell that story, because David's had a great career. You know, he's been through a lot. He's been in a lot of huddles over his time. So it was good to be able to kind of honor that in the right way, as opposed to, you know, taking it from another angle.
Sure. And I thought Garrard, you know, when you got to see him in the meeting room, he's got the big thing on his knee, but he's got a smile on his face. He's still in there having a good attitude with the other guys. I thought it was kind of a funny moment when Matt Moore realized he was starting.
Yes.
It was like they didn't just come out and say, hey, okay, Matt, you're starting. It was like they started talking to him about the first reps. He's like, wait, what? And so kind of a funny, honest moment right there. So then we get the game on Friday night. Honest answer. Did this game get less attention than maybe it normally would have or was planning on getting?
Sure. You could say that. Yeah. I mean, typically the games have a little bit more, they're a little bit longer in a show. Sure. You could say that. I mean, look, there's several scenes that lost out to everything else that unfolded there. So, you know, everybody got to meet Jim Turner, which I'm really excited about, because he's just, you know, he's a great guy and a great coach but you know, some of their scenes got cut, you know, to make room. So it's kind of casually the business, I guess.
Offensive line, never get any respect, never get any of the attention that they deserve. All right, so we get to Chad Johnson and the arrest, which took place Saturday night? My days are all screwed up.
Yeah, Saturday night.
It took place Saturday night. How much of a scramble was it for your crew? You guys had footage of him at the jail, it looked like. Was it just pure chaos at that point, or is there a plan? Hey, if something happens there, we know exactly who's going and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there was no plan. No, absolutely not. I mean, look, we have kind of breakaway crews and guys on standby that we know we could grab if we needed. But I mean, all the credit in the world goes to Matt Dissinger, who's our assistant director. You know, he got all the guys into position. He's scrambling to make phone calls to see who was still available, you know, who was still at the facility, what can we do? And he got the whole thing set up, and then he went and did it himself. It wasn't like just sending guys out to do things. He was there with them to make sure everything went the way that it needed to go. And then as we went forward, you know, he really led the charge on that one. And the guys, you know, the crews that were there, you know, one of the guys that was shooting was our robo camera operator, you know, because he just happened to be here, and he's also obviously a camera operator. And so it was like, and he was like, yeah, no problem. I mean, these guys are so willing, and they've bought in so much to shooting this show that, you know, all the credit has to go to them, because they do it because they want to.
All right. The peak of the episode last night, obviously, was the meeting between Joe Philbin and Chad Johnson. And we got a sense, I guess he had been on the phone with Stu Weinstein, the head of security, and you showed a conversation between Stu and Coach Philbin. Mm-hmm. Chad definitely seemed to have a sense that it was a very good chance he was about to be let go. You get that impression?
Yeah, I mean, that was the impression that I got. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there for when the conversation happened, but, you know, just in watching the footage for the first time, we definitely got that sense, yeah.
Yeah, so then Chad Johnson comes in, they have the conversation. Obviously, it was going to be such a huge part of the episode. It was going to be the most talked about part of the episode. Has Hard Knocks ever had a scene like that? That big of a name, that big of a situation, and with all the drama surrounding it?
Yeah, I mean, not in my experience, no. I mean, I guess, you know, look, the Revis situation on the Jets Hard Knocks is probably comparable, just in terms of kind of the drama of it all and how was it going to unfold and all that. But, yeah, I mean, look, it was an important moment, I think, in the story of the early part of camp here.
And it was, and it is, and it'll be an indelible moment, I think, in the history of this camp. We talked a little bit about this, but how much changed, you know, big picture-wise, for that hour that you have when Chad got into trouble?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly – that's probably a better question for Ken Rogers, because he was the one on the other end. I think, and don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure Ken cut that segment himself. You know, and that, again, is a credit to those guys, because all that footage comes in, and then they're readjusting. I mean, there's 25 producers on the other end of that who are, you know, going through the footage or cutting the segments and all that, and their stuff's getting cut to put other scenes in there. And it's a big fluid process, and it's kind of the unselfishness of it and the willingness to just come in at 3 o'clock in the morning and cut something. It's, you know, you're working through the night to get that scene on the air.
The turnaround is obviously so quick. Are we ready to give any sneak peek of next week yet? Anything we know that we have coming, or is it way too early?
More
Jim Turner.
No, I think you're going to get to meet Coach Rizzi, which I'm really excited about. He reminds me a lot of a kind of a young Westhoff, who everybody got to meet in the Jets Hard Knocks show. He's kind of the gatekeeper. There are definitely several positions on this team that will be decided by special teams and not running back or receiver. So he's definitely the gatekeeper, and I'm excited about the audience getting to meet him, because he's a very passionate coach. Everybody loves him. And he's darn good at his job.
Very good at his job. Special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi. Hard Knocks episode 3 coming up next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Last night's episode now available on demand. The director from NFL Films, Rob Gehring. Thanks.
No problem. Thanks for having me.